Hello, it's Monday, November the 22nd. It's the week of Thanksgiving, and we're coming to the end of our study of the prophet Isaiah. Today we're in chapter 63 and beginning at verse 15 through to the end of the chapter. And it's a prayer. Look down from heaven and see from your holy and beautiful habitation. God lives in the mind of the psalmist in a habitation, an environment that is both holy and beautiful. And part of what Isaiah is getting at in these closing verses of chapter 63 is that what his people, Isaiah's companions, what they need most of all is more of God, for God to come down and make his presence felt. It's interesting in verse 16, for you are our Father, though Abraham does not know us and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father. And I think he's saying that if Abraham were to come, or if Israel were to come into the middle of the 8th century where Isaiah is, they wouldn't recognize them as God's people. But Isaiah, the prophet, is saying, you are our Father. That doesn't happen a lot in the Old Testament. It is, of course, the most fundamental revelation of the New Testament. It is, in fact, I think, one of the things that makes the new covenant new, is that we have access to God as Father, only glimpsed, I think, in the Old Testament. But here, in this plaintive cry of the prophet for God to come down, we have become like those over whom you have never ruled, like those who are not called by your name. What an indictment upon God's people. What a mess they were in. And ahead of them, 150 years or so, would be the Babylonian captivity, which would be God's judgment upon his people. Well, a prayer for God to come down. We'll see you tomorrow.